Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. And that was unusual. Scott Sandlin hypnotized me. And even though I knew that I was sort of hypnotized, I tell you, it's a relaxing feeling. You've never done it before in your life. You got to do it. Then he brought me out of it, and he said, I'm going to have more energy than I've had if I had been working out for two straight weeks. And I thought to myself, well, I don't know what that's like. Never worked out for two straight weeks, but it is amazing. I mean, hypnotherapy is, I am now a much more of a believer than I was before. You know, I've seen Whitman hypnotize, and I've also seen Gina Grad and Randy, but going under yourself is just a whole different vibe. But anyway, let me also tell you about what we're doing tomorrow night. We're going to be at the Staples Center watching the Avengers take on the Philadelphia... What? Philadelphia Soul. And we'll be there in the box watching and broadcasting live. It should be a fun event. And then a week from tomorrow, we're going to be at the Commerce Casino. The Commerce. Look at that. And playing cards down there. There's going to be about 400 to 500 players involved. And to sign up, you simply go to our website, 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com, or you can go to conwayandwhitman.com. Sign up to be in that tournament, and we're going to be talking about it tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow and on Friday, but we probably will stop talking about it Friday night because they're going to pick the winners on Monday, email everybody on Tuesday, and all of a sudden, Thursday, we'll be playing at the Commerce Casino. So get on down there. It's a great event. The Commerce Casino is located on the 5 freeway, just south of the 710 and north of the 605 freeway. South of the 710, north of the 605. And we'll be down there playing Thursday, the 27th of March. And we'll be down there all night. The tournament usually starts at 8 o'clock. And Jerry starts it off with his inhaler. He takes a big puff off that inhaler for his asthma. And boom, off to the races. So Thursday, the 27th, it is free to play, free to sign up, free food for players. It's always a great event. And they give away $6,000 worth of prize money. $6,000 worth of prize money. So sign up, 971freefm.com, and go under contests. That's contests. All right, this happened to me over the weekend. I went down to Paula Casino down there in San Diego, lovely place. Got to see my brother down there and his wife. And hung out on the beach during the day and then gambled at night in the casino. And it was a great time. Went down there with my lovely wife and my awesome little daughter. And something happened down there that my wife noticed, and she says, you do it all the time, and it annoys the Christ out of people, and she asked me to please stop doing it. But we were walking into the casino, I was with my daughter, and there was a woman that came into the casino, and I held the door open for her, and she was a little shorter than I was, so I held the door open, and she walked under my arm into the casino. And my wife says, you've got to stop doing that to women. It drives them effing crazy. And I said, what are you talking about? I held the door open for her. And she goes, yeah, but you hold it open and you, like, here, little woman, here, little, you know, little person, why don't you walk under my arm? Because I am a giant and you're not. And I said, listen, in 2008, when everyone was so effing rude to everybody, I think that's the least of everybody's problems. And Gina Grad is with us here. And I occasionally... I would hold the door open for you.
Yeah.
And you have the same reaction where you get pissed off.
This visceral reaction.
What is that reaction?
I don't know. And I don't mean to be all, you know, crazy.
Would you rather me just slam it or shut it?
No. But, you know, I would rather you be a little more casual. Like, you open it for yourself and walk through, and then you do the whole, like, you know, just keep it open. But not the whole, like, right this way, m'lady.
I don't that say makes right me a little this un- way,
m'lady.
But that's
the vibe. Makes me a little uncomfortable.
But you know what? I also, you know, maybe it was the way I was raised.
Yeah.
But I was raised by, you know, obviously my dad and my mom who taught me manners. And my dad especially, you know, taught me to hold the door open for, you know, for a woman.
Right.
Or even open their car door. Do you don't like when guys open the car door for you?
No, I expect that, actually. I get spoiled with that.
You do.
But you know what I think the problem with the arm and the door is? It's a real invasion of personal space.
Get the Christ out of here. Yeah, I'll tell you what an invasion of personal space is. If I you know, came in and ripped your shirt off. And started, you know, feeling you up. That's right. An, that. I guess that's,
that was yeah. A real
over
invasion.
The line.
Yeah.
But an invasion of space? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, because think about it. And you're close enough to that person where if, say, I didn't know you and I walked under your arm and I had to like feel your like body heat and get all up in your armpit, you could grab me. You could breathe
get out
on
of
me.
Here,
Tim. And I know you, so. God bless that stranger that had to touch you so closely.
She didn't touch me. She was probably about 5'1", and I held the door open and backed my body away so she, you know, she wasn't running into my armpit. And she rolled under, and she said, thank you.
But was she like, thanks?
Yeah, she was a little, I mean, she wasn't really thrilled with it. Here's what I do in elevators, too. If I'm in the elevator, and we're all getting out on the bottom floor, like we're all going to the casino, I'll be the last one in the elevator. I'll hold the elevator door open where everybody gets out,
and
then
guys
I'll walk
and everybody?
Out. Everybody. Guys, girls, it doesn't matter.
That's nice.
And I'm the last guy. But you know what? It also, my wife said that also irritates women.
Jesus Christ.
That, no, I like that.
That you're not treating them the same way. And I do this when I was when I flew up to Oregon with my wife and my Sophia. If I see a woman, and on this particular flight, I saw a woman having trouble putting her bag on the up in the overhead compartment. And I said, hold on one second. I grabbed and I put it up there for her. And evidently, some women don't like that either.
Women are such bitches.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know, because if that's my position, I'm thinking, why is everyone just ignoring me? Why won't somebody help me?
See, you like it then.
Yeah, and I get really frustrated.
Right.
But I don't know, maybe she thinks that you're calling her, you know, powerless and
but she
weak.
Is powerless.
But I mean, she doesn't want to admit that to a plane full of strangers.
Yeah, but guess what? We got wheels up, baby. We got Portland to fly to. I mean, I can sit there and watch her, you know, struggle with this bag for 20 minutes,
right.
And we'll all sit there at LAX. I wanted to get my ass up in the air, so I threw that bag up there for. And then, by the way, it took me 2 seconds to do.
I'm just wondering how this got broached. What did you say?
I didn't even
did
say
you just
anything.
Grab it from her?
I didn't say anything to her. She was putting the bag up. She couldn't do it, and it was kept falling off. And I said, I'll get it.
Oh, like that, though?
No, I said, hey, I'll...
God, screw you. No wonder she hates you.
I said, I'll get it for you. And I put it up there and slammed it up there and shut it and went back to my seat.
No eye contact?
Nothing. It was a piece of business, you know? She couldn't do it. I could do it.
Did she
Boom.
Say thank you? Or was it the same as the
I don't remember
other
her
woman?
Getting like, a response.
Really?
I remember her being in a pantsuit, like a brown pantsuit, and probably a little uptight to begin with. So I don't.
Did she look at all like Gloria Allred?
Nah, she didn't. But she had the vibe of like a businesswoman. It wasn't that thrilled with business. Because a lot of women do go into business, and then they realize it sucks, and then they're too old to have kids. They've dropped their last fresh egg, and boom! All of a sudden, they go through menopause, and they got a 401k plan. And an empty crib.
So did it ever occur to you to bring this up to her after you put her bag up?
No, I didn't bring her up. No, I didn't bring
her. Sorry about your fresh eggs, babe. Babu.
I didn't bring anything up with that woman. I just grabbed her bag. I threw it in the overhead compartment, and I sat my ass down. It was a business transaction. I had places to go. She could sit there and futz with that bag all night long. I got to get going.
Did anyone, because I know strangers in situations like that like to mutter to each other. Did anyone mumble anything to you after you did that? Like, hey, good going, man, or anything like that?
No.
It was real?
No.
Quick.
But I'm not the do-gooder on the plane the whole time. Like, if the stewardess says, does anybody have change for a 20? Like, no stewardess ever thought maybe to bring change on a plane. To, you know, when some guy buys a drink, and they say, "Does anybody have a change for a 20? Please hit the stewardess button." I never do that because I don't want to be the guy that tries to save the plane.
And what year was this?
It was like a year ago.
And they were like, "Please hit the stewardess button."
Well, that's what it is, right?
The flight attendant button.
Oh, get out of here with the flight attendants and the best, female actors. It's a stewardess. It's a secretary. But I don't find it. Thrilling that you go out of your way to do something nice for a woman and she hates you for it. I don't know where that was born, but I think that was somebody who was improperly raised there. I think, you know, anytime somebody, even when a guy opens a door for me, a guy holds a door open, hey, thanks, man. You know?
You're like, I'm not looking for a new man, but thank you.
Hey, thanks, Bubbo. That's what I usually get. Hey, Bubbo, thanks, man. And I slide through the door and I don't think anything of it. But the psychological effect with women is like, why'd he hold it open for me? Does he want to have sex with me? Does he want something from me I don't want to give to him? And you think about it and think about it forever. Yeah. You overthink everything.
I think you're right. And I wasn't born yet. But do you think this has something to do with the women's movement? This is kind of the backlash. Like, not only are you good enough, but you're better and screw anyone who tries to help you.
Well, I mean, see, I'm not up for women being taking certain positions in life. I don't think women should be in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't think, you know, now they're talking. How about this for a crazy thought? They're talking. LAPD is now talking about women joining the SWAT team.
Okay.
The SWAT team. They have to be the biggest, strongest, most aggressive people on the planet. That ain't you.
I thought all they needed to do was, like, use a zip cord and shoot a gun.
That ain't you.
Break through a window every now and then.
No. They've got to, I mean, to put a woman on the SWAT team is ridiculous. You risk the safety of all the other officers if you put a woman on that SWAT team.
Wow.
And just to be politically correct, you're going to sacrifice the other 25 members of that SWAT team? That's ridiculous. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. And the Marines. Why would you want women in the Marines? The Marines are the first one to go into a hostile country. They're going into another country where everyone wants to kill them. I tell you, with your gender, it's outrageous. It starts with, you know, don't hold the door open. Next thing, you'll be on the SWAT team, and then LAPD officers are going to get killed because you're on the SWAT team.
But are you just assuming that they're all, you know, petite soccer moms?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, really. It doesn't matter. Whether they're petite or not, it doesn't matter. They shouldn't be on the the fire department. They shouldn't be in the SWAT team, and they shouldn't be in the Marines.
So do you think it's purely a physical thing, or you think it's mental and emotional too?
It whatever it is. I think it's mental, I think it's emotional, I think it's physical. There's a lot of things that take that are the makeup of a Marine or a fireman or a SWAT officer, and unfortunately, and it's all biological. It's not psychological, because women are psychologically as sound as men, some of them. But it is it's just the upper body strength that they can't handle it. Women cannot be firemen because they can't pass the physical aspect of it. You know, to take 100 pounds worth of hoses and air tanks and equipment up, you know, 19, 20 flights of stairs, it ain't going to happen. And you're risking the lives of all the other firemen.
Right, but there could be firemen that look strong, but, oh, they have a bad back, or they have there's plenty of people who can't do it that are firemen.
They shouldn't be firemen either.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Please. All right, let's give out the phone numbers here. Chivalry, I guess it's the tip of the iceberg of all the other problems in society. When women don't appreciate you holding the door open for them. And I'm not sure. I might give you the one about holding the door open where the woman goes under your arm. You don't like that, do you?
I don't like the London Bridges.
Is that what you call it?
I do now.
All right. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You know, in 2008, people should be nicer to each other. We shouldn't start, you know, condemning people for acts of kindness.
Right.
Don't you understand that?
I do.
Young lady. All right, Eric in Yucaipa, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, all right, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right. Hey, I got a story about holding open doors. I don't do that anymore. I was at, like, a Carl's Jr. the other day or whatever, and I held the door open for this lady, let her go through, and she thanked me and pretty much put her ahead of me in line. Next thing I know, her 15 closest friends and family members join her in line, and I was there for a half an hour while they all figured out what they wanted.
Well, that's just rude on her part.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have... when you hold a door open for a chick and you're going to the same establishment, she should always let you go first then, because you were there first.
Yeah, you never know.
All right. But what can you expect? I mean, you're sitting there getting a fast food at Carl's Jr. All right, please. All right, let's talk to Dave in Newport Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Hey, all right.
I think I agree with your wife about the little arm, under the arm, London Bridge. What did Gina just call it?
The London Bridges.
Yeah, it's kind of a cheesy move, and I mean, I think she's right that.
But you know, but I understand that it's cheesy, but at some point, you know, your body is configured where you, in order to hold the door open, you've got to give them the London Bridge, and they either got to walk through it or you're slamming the door on them. It's their choice.
No, that's true, and I guess I agree with your point that if people start nitpicking gestures, you know, oh, well, that's an acceptable gesture, but that one, you know, it's a lesser of a nice gesture. I think that's going too far. So,
and you know what else? It seems like it actually takes more energy to get yourself into that position than just to walk by and keep the door open on your way out.
No, because at some point, you know, you open the door, and if you're standing in it and there's no space to continue opening it without you being there in front of the door, you got to give them the London Bridge. And they got to walk their ass through it, and everybody wins, right?
I agree. Sometimes the London Bridge is called
you
for.
You got to give them the bridge, dude. All right, get out of here. But I understand the vibe of like the armpit hair and the
real bad
and the heat of the body.
Yeah.
Like my wife was in the supermarket the other day, and she could. This is something that irritates her. When the guy behind her in line, he only had a few items, so he didn't have a cart. And he's standing right behind her, and she said she could feel his, like, dragon breath on her neck.
Oh, God.
And you can feel, he's so close that you can feel him breathing on you.
And that's the kind of person that you take a step forward, and so will they.
Right. Oh. All right, let's talk to Jeff in Pasadena. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, listen, I don't think it's the gesture that people are so upset. It's probably the fact that they're thinking, this dummy can't figure out which arm to use to open the door.
I know, but dude, listen, you got to give me a break here, and I'll tell you why. When I have a suitcase in one hand, and I've got my daughter in a stroller pushing the other hand, I can't sort of, you know, rearrange my whole family to open a goddamn door for somebody. I gotta improvise when I come to the door.
Plus, you have to learn to either push or pull, whatever it says to do.
I know. And pushing and pulling, all doors should swing both ways. but when I pull the door open, and this happens occasionally, where I pull the door open, and I've got to get, and one lady goes under, then I go in through the door, and I give her the London Bridge, and she walks through. I think everybody wins, but I can understand how irritating that might be. If a big guy did that to me, I don't think I'd like to go under his. If Kareem Abdul-Jabbar gave me the London Bridge,
yeah, you'd feel like a little punk.
I'd be like, you know, I'd probably feel like a douchebag. But then again, I'd like to say, hey, you know, I enjoyed you playing at the Lakers, a nice skyhook.
Well, conversation
started. All right, Jeff. Listen, I don't mean anything disrespectful to women. I really don't. I respect women immensely. But what I don't respect is when you try to do something nice for your gender and it gets thrown back in your face. I find that outrageous, and I find it a sad time in the relationship that men and women have.
In our herstory?
Yes, in our history.
Herstory.
All right, 520-9710. Do women just not appreciate us anymore? Is it just time to you know, for two different colonies, the North and the South? Women in the North, men in the South. It seems like we're getting further away from enjoying one's company and understanding each other than we are closer together. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. I'm fighting for the London Bridge. I think it's a compliment that you hold the door open for the women. I don't care which arm they've got to go under. It's Conway and Whitman. Gina Grad's with us. We're live on 97.1 for FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad sitting in here for Brian Whitman. Always nice to see you, little buddy.
Thank you.
And she's one of these women who is a little confused when it comes to chivalry. You sort of like it sometimes, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, because I'm not very girly, and I feel kind of like, you know, just a asexual, I don't know, kind of frumpy sometimes. And like, if someone opens my door, I'm like, oh, girly. Thank you. But sometimes it's kind of annoying, and you know, it does build resentment, and it does make me bitter because it makes me feel like they think I'm incapable.
Yeah, but sometimes you are. I mean, if you're like struggling with a bag or struggling with you know, You know, you, like, how about this? Let's say you spilled the contents of your entire purse all over the supermarket.
Okay. Oh, I've done that.
Would you like a guy to stop and, like, help you pick everything up?
Yeah, that's hot, actually.
It is.
That's hot.
All right. So that's hot. But me holding a door open for you and holding with an arm so you have to walk under my arm, not hot.
That is the opposite of hot.
All right. Do you want to give us a list of what's hot and what a list of what's not so we all know what to do? Or is it different with every woman? With every woman.
I think it's definitely different for everybody. Because
so we all need to adjust for the woman, who, this total stranger is walking towards us. We need to eyeball her. Is she frumpy? Is she girly?
Maybe.
Is she manly?
Maybe you should. But for, like, if you see her spill the whole contents of her purse on the floor, you should go up to her and be like, do you want help picking that stuff up? Oh, no, I got it. Thanks, sir. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. You know, a simple question is going to clear up everything right away. No, I got it. And then call her the pig that she is and walk over. But if she, you know, some girls would really appreciate that. But if you ask, you'll always know.
Get out of here.
Okay.
All right, Dio in Long Beach, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey there. How you doing?
All right.
I just wanted to give you my two pieces on your subject tonight.
Perfect.
Well, it seems like you made a pretty good point. I mean, there are just certain things that women are, I mean, it's not physically possible for them to do.
Right.
Like, for example, SWAT. I mean, that's a very physical, demanding job. I mean, we're talking about these men are going and catching these, you know, criminals and all this stuff.
Right. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from El Salvador.
El Salvador, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense that, you know, a woman will get offended when somebody wants to help them when, you know, they're not unable.
Yeah. You know, it must freak you out, though, coming to the United States. And, you know, the women in El Salvador, you open a door for them and, you
exactly.
know, they'll love you for the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just so different. I mean, it took me a lot to get used to it because the way I was raised, it was like, you know, you always, you know, have to be a gentleman, and that's how it is. And when you come over here, I open the door for this lady, and she gives me the eyes like, whoa.
Right.
Okay.
Like you're going to steal for her purse.
Doesn't it make you want to call Air El Salvador and take a flight back home?
Not really, because I love American women. So.
Oh, man. But you know what I also do? I noticed this, and you could probably confirm this, but whenever I deal with an Hispanic woman, and I usually say, you know, thank you, darling, or honey, or sweetheart. I do a lot of those things just to get, if a woman enjoys it, I like to give them pleasure. And if a woman hates it, I like to irritate her. But I was at, if I'm like at Home Depot or something, and she says, here, you should change. Have a nice day. I go, all right, thanks, darling. Appreciate it. And every single 100% of Hispanic women will either smile or say thank you or say thanks, darling.
See, that's when culture come in play because that's the way they were raised.
Yeah,
the
but white women, I mean, if it was at Home Depot, they could, there. It seems like they'd like to take a hammer and throw it through the back of your skull.
yeah, that's true.
It's
a
totally
weird dichotomy between the two cultures.
And while we're on the subject, if I could just make a quick public service announcement, I hate when I'm talking to people on the phone here and I'm like, oh, okay, what's your name? Okay, yeah, okay, sweetheart. What? I hate being in there and having people call me sweetheart.
Why is that?
It's annoying. It's a power thing because if
it's
I like,
not a power
hey, sweetie,
thing.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you turn your radio down? That's one thing. But hey, you know, congratulations on winning the prize. Here's your tickets to whatever. Oh, thanks, babe. Who the F are you to call me baby?
I went out today and I had lunch with dinner with Dave Harden with Covenant Mortgage, by the way. And we had a waitress there. Her name was Mrs. Sargent. And she had been there. She'd been there for 19 and a half years. And we ordered. And I had an awesome dinner. And I said to her as she was done taking the order, I go, all right, thank you, darling. And then I stopped and I thought, No. She's been here 19 and a half years. She's heard worse than that. She probably enjoyed it. And she did. She didn't care at all.
And on her, like, name tag, did it say Mrs.?
Yes. It said Mrs. Sargent.
That's amazing.
Yeah. MRS period Sargent. And she was the best waitress on the planet. So if you're in the Beverly Hills area and you go to Lowry's, ask for Mrs. Sargent's section. And she is the best. I haven't been there since they're across the street. I haven't been there, like, in 20 years.
Really?
And it used to be the Stinkin' Rose. It used to be across the street. Then they moved to the other side of the street. Beautiful food. Unbelievable.
Do you have a big hunk of steak?
I had a big, huge piece
of
meat.
Is it still mooing when you got it?
Oh, yeah. I want it really raw. just want to cut the horns off and walk it through a warm room. All right, chivalry, is it over? Because we can't tell what women like. We can't eyeball these chicks and try to figure out what they like and what they don't like. We have to treat Hispanic women differently than white women and black women and Asian women. And then when a woman comes up, you don't know whether she wants you to hold the door open or not. You don't know whether she wants you to help with cleaning up her purse when she spills it over the floor or not. We don't know. Every single woman has, like, you know, 100 things that you should have to check off. I like this, this, this. I don't like this, this, and that.
But, Denny, all you got to do is ask.
And you know what else I heard? I heard Frank from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank talk about this. And they're talking about the sexual moves that are out nowadays. I didn't know, like, the jackhammer was out.
What's that?
You know, where you know, really fast.
Oh!
That used to be me move. No. That's not ever my move.
That's hot.
But I didn't know the jackhammer was out.
It's out.
Is that right?
Well, I think women are probably getting around to voicing their disdain instead of just taking it.
Ugh. I tell you, man, you guys are becoming like men.
But it's not that the women liked it and now they don't. It's that they never liked it and now they're saying something.
Right. And they also don't like when you do a lot of hard pinching of the nipples.
Yeah, not so much.
They don't like that either.
No.
But didn't they used to like that?
No, again, I think it's one of those things that they tolerated until they felt comfortable being like, you know what?
Not anymore.
Not working. Not for me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I'd like for all women then to have, you know what they should do is wear a number on their back. And, you know, if it's like number 13, like, oh, she's a number 13. She doesn't like me to hold the door open, but she does like me to help her pick up her purse. And she does like me help with her luggage. She's a 13. She's pretty cool. Ooh, look at that. A 15. She likes everything. Hey, look, a 15. And you're going to have like 1 to 100, and you would just wear hockey jerseys around so we know how to treat you.
So the number correlates to the spectrum. So 1 being, you know, don't ever talk to me, don't touch me. Basically, I hate men. And 100 is, oh, thank you.
Yeah, like 99. Yeah. And Wayne Gretzky would be the king of chicks. All right, is chivalry over? Is it too complicated to figure out what women want and what they don't want? So you end up like Tom Likas saying, screw it. I'm not going to hold the door open for anybody. Because you don't know whether a woman's going to be pissed. You don't know whether she's going to be happy. And when you do hold a door open for a woman nowadays, every single guy goes through this. When they hold a door open for a woman, she's walking through, you think to yourself, God, is she going to be pissed that I'm opening this door? Is she going to be okay with it? Is she going to be
really
happy?
Think that?
You absolutely do. When you hold the door open, you know what I do? I now hold the door open much freer of guilt for a guy than I do for a chick. You hold the door open for a guy, you go, hey, thanks, Bubba. Thanks, buddy.
Well, I hold the door open for everybody. I'm like a little Boy Scout. I like holding the door open for little old ladies. I'll hold it open for the guys smoking outside, you know, here. And I like doing that, so I would assume someone would like to do it for me.
But you don't go for the London Bridge.
That's obnoxious.
When's the last time the London Bridge was offered to you?
With you! You're the only one that really goes for the London.
I hold the door open with one arm and she crawls under my arm.
I skulked under.
But you looked up as you were going under, like, oh.
I felt so uncomfortable.
I'm not a pig. Oh. Get out of here. All right, let's talk to Carrie in Norwalk. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
All right. What's up?
Cool. I want to let you know that I just recently got in a chair, and I don't walk anymore. But when I did and held the door open for somebody, I'd always kind of like, when I pulled the door open, I kind of like stepped aside so that they can walk around me, and that way they wouldn't have to walk underneath my arm and then feel like I'm trying to get a free shot down their blouse. You know what I mean?
I know. But, dude, when you have luggage and you got your kid, you got a lot of things going on, you're in a hurry, you don't have time to make 19 adjustments just to make her happy.
Well, I mean, it's just, there's no problem just, like, taking a step.
All right, well, let me ask you, so how long have you been in the chair?
Going on 3 years now.
Now, do you like it when people open the door for you?
Immensely. In fact, before I lost my wife, I was talking to her about it, and I couldn't believe how nice even the young adults are about holding the door open for somebody that's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but you know what? This has happened to me, and I'll tell you where it happened to me. It happened to me at Front Runners at Santa Anita. I was holding a door open for a guy who was in a wheelchair, and he goes, I can get it myself.
He was angry.
Yeah, I think he just lost the double, the daily double.
Yeah, probably. But. Yeah.
All right, Babu. We thank you for calling. I'm sorry that happened to you. What, did you get an accident or something?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, Babu. All right, we're going to send you something here. Give you an automotive emergency kit. Watch I Survived Monday, March 24th at 9 p.m. on the Biography channel. Look at that, man. Visit 971freefm.com for an exclusive sneak peek at the amazing and unexpected stories of survival featured in Bios I Survived. Yes. Hey, Jerry, can you call Ed, somebody in sales and see if they can make these reads longer? Like 3 or 4 pages? That'd be great. Thank you, Dan. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. Sitting in for Whitman is Gina Grad. Look at that, man. And are women too much of a pain in the ass to open doors for anymore? Unreal. It's 2008 and they complain about a guy opening a goddamn door for him. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Now back to Conway and Whitman.
Jesus Christ.
On 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
Here's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. The lovely Gina Grad is sitting in for Brian Whitman. Brian Whitman. And I held the door open for her earlier, and I did that thing where I hold my hand open, and she slides under my arm. And she's like, ew, the London Bridge. What's wrong with you? I'm like, F you.
That's exactly what you said.
Armin in Montebello, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
All right. What do you got?
All right. I just wanted to let you know what I think about girls these days. I think they're corrupted and they're brainwashed all because of TV shows and marketing and stuff like that.
Yes. Said like a decent, honest, hardworking Armenian, right?
Exactly.
You betcha.
I like an old-fashioned girl with high morals. And, you know, that knows how to treat his man.
Would you like to go as far as, like, the Middle East where they don't have the right to vote or drive?
No, I'm living over here in America in the modern world, so...
Are you Persia?
Armin?
Yeah.
Between you and I'm toying with the idea of rescinding women's right to vote.
Alrighty then.
Would you jump on the bandwagon?
No, man, I like it here and I like the women here.
All right, get out of here, dude.
Can I break it down for you real fast?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I think it is? I don't think it matters what the guy does. I think it's the vibe. So if you're just doing your thing, oh, yeah, let me get the door for you, then it's cool. But if the woman feels like she's being picked up on.
I'm not picking up on you. I just hold the goddamn door open for you.
I'm just saying in general, the collective you, then they feel threatened. I think that's what it is. It's you know, if it's smarmy, then the chicks are going to know.
Here's a rule of thumb. If you hold a door open for a woman or for a girl and she doesn't say thank you or she doesn't appreciate that, use the other foot to kick her in the ass. That'll teach him. All right, let's talk to a Peter in Redondo Beach. What do you got?
Hey there. Gina keeps saying, you know, just ask if the girl wants something.
No, you can't ask.
Yeah,
anybody.
If you walk up to the door and a girl comes up behind you, you don't, oh, do you want me to open that for you?
Yeah, you can. You can totally say, you want me to grab that door for you?
We don't have time to do that. Guys are busy in this goddamn country.
But you know what? If you have
We're
a stroller,
going places.
If you have a stroller and a child in a suitcase, you have carte blanche to not deal with anybody.
I know, but I still open the door for them.
Oh.
I was born and raised that way. My dad corrupted me. Jason in Santiago Canyon, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Chivalry ain't dead, man. And I think Gina's totally right about it's the vibe. The worst I have ever gotten from anybody, male, female, whatever, is they just don't really say anything. They just kind of go through the door and that's it.
Yeah. Or they're on the cell phone and they don't say anything.
Oh, yeah. That's you
terrible.
Know, even then I usually get a nod and a smile or something. But, I get thank yous all the time. It's just I pop open the door, give them a smile, kind of wave them through.
Speaking of cell phones, thanks for calling. I got a tip for everybody. If you see a guy who's like begging, like a bum, begging in front of a supermarket, pretend like you're on your cell phone and walk by. They never say anything.
No, never. And I always pretend like the call just came in that second. And I have full-on conversations. And I'm usually angry. And I'm trying to figure out why. I always pretend like I'm in a fight with whoever I'm calling. And like I'm really powerful. Because I cannot talk like that in real life. So I'll just get on and be like, yeah. No. Yeah. What do you need, babe? No, I told you. I told you. And I start like pretending.
And they back off.
Yeah, because, you know, you're obviously
They don't
busy.
Want you around. All right, Jack in L.A., you're on 97.1. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You know, I going back to the London Bridge thing, I can understand if we're talking about, like, you know, Ruben from Survivor with his big tie-dye tank top and his armpit hair or something. But other than that, I think a kind gesture deserves a thank you.
You bet your ass it does, buddy. You know, very well spoken, dude.
I'm the guy though that's like holding the door for like the 30 people that went through. My family's like halfway through the mall wondering where daddy is, you know.
I'm the same way. I can't stop opening the door. It's like it's like my father. My father goes to a party and there's a lot of people there that he knows, you know, maybe some writers and producers or whatever. He doesn't go that often, but if he gets stuck in a conversation with a cook or a valet parker, my dad has no ability to get out of a conversation. And so he'll spend 3 hours talking to the valet parker. And not that he doesn't want to or he wants to talk to somebody else. He just has no idea how to get out of a conversation.
So he doesn't tell me they're a big stud and pat him on the back and walk away while they're talking?
No, but a friend of mine told me this. This is the way you get out of a conversation. In the mid-conversation, if some guy's telling you a story... You pat him on the back. You go, you got some funny ass there, buddy. And you move on. Compliment and move. Compliment and move. Compliment and move. That's the way to get out of a conversation. You got some funny ass. And the whole S word. That's some funny ass there, Babu. Take care. That's how you get out. All right, Gina, thanks for sitting in for Brian
no
Whitman,
problem.
Everybody. And John and Jeff are coming up. We'll see what they got going on tonight's show. And then tomorrow we'll be at the Staples Center watching the Avengers take on the Philadelphia Soul. That should be a fun event. And then a week from tomorrow night, Commerce Casino. Sign up right now, you sons of bitches. Don't wait until Monday. It's going to be closed. Sign up now, 971freefm.com. And we'll talk about tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. It's going to be closed by Monday. And if you didn't sign up, you're going to kick yourself in the ass. The big Commerce Casino tournament. Next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, sign up at 971freefm.com. Go under contests. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.